Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parashat Devarim, Words or Things? Week 44, 6th Aliyah. The Lord said to me, "See, I have begun to deliver Sihon and his country over to you. Now begin to conquer and possess his land." Deuteronomy 2, verse 31. Is there a cooperation between heaven and earth? The Eternal said to Moshe that he had begun to deliver King Sihon and his land into Moshe's hands. And then he says that he had to begin to occupy it to possess it. This reveals to us that there is an intimate relationship between what happens in the spiritual world and what happens on earth. It's interesting to note that in this occasion the Eternal uses the verb to begin. In other instances he says, given or is given or will give the land to the sons of Israel. Time doesn't exist for the Eternal. Everything he says, he has already done, even if it can't be seen in the visible world. According to Hebrews 2:8. And put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet, at present, we do not see everything subject to him. The Eternal doesn't exist within time, but all the creation is subject to space and time, even though they are not measured in the same way in the physical world as in the spiritual world. The fact that the Eternal is not subject to time is reflected in the Hebrew writings of the Torah. There's a grammar phenomenon in the Torah called vav conversive. When there is a vav before a verb, the verb has to be understood in an inverted way. I'll explain. If the verb is future tense, and that's how it's written, when there is a vav before it, it has to be understood as past tense. The same happens if the verb is written in past tense. Then the vav inverts it to refer to the future. For example, if it's written asa, he did, without a vav before it, it has to be understood as he did it. But if there is a vav before the verb, ve'asa, it has to be understood as he will do it. The same happens if the verb is written in future tense, ya'aseh, he will do. When placing a vav, which means and, before the verb, it normally turns it into a past tense, vayas, and he did. This kind of grammatical irregularity is only found in the Torah. This shows us that what will be already was, and what already was, will also be, as it is written in Ecclesiastes 3:15. Whatever it has already been and what will be has been before, and God will call the past into account. In this way, we see that the Eternal is outside of time, and the Torah, which came from him and contains everything the Eternal wanted to reveal to his world about himself, is also out of time. In a certain way, the Torah is eternal. The passage that we highlighted today shows us that what the Eternal has started to do is also what man has to start to do. The way I understand it is that the Eternal had already ordered his angels to fight the spiritual forces upon the king of Sihon. But in this case, the Eternal not only wanted a war in the spiritual realm, but also a war in the realm of earth, parallel to the war that had already started. This also teaches us that when there is a movement in the heavens, men are going to be successful if they are to be able to cooperate with the angels sent by the Eternal. There is a great secret in this. If men are able to detect and know what heaven is doing and act accordingly, a very powerful effect, both in the heavens and on earth will be produced. When the Eternal revealed to his prophet Moshe what he had begun doing and ordered the sons of Israel to do the same, there was nothing that could stop that action, and the war was a complete success, with no casualties among the sons of Israel. May we be sensitive to listen to what the Spirit says at all times, so we can cooperate with whatever heaven is doing and successfully fulfill the Eternal's will in our lives and in our nations. Blessings and Shalom.